我们虽然没有那个歌词，但是德米特姐妹曾经告诉我，那是一首赞美神的诗歌。
Although we don't have the lyrics, Sister Bonita told me that this is a song of praise to God.
感谢主，他赐给我们有音乐可以称颂他。
We thank God for music with which we can praise Him.
曾经有人这么说，如果全本圣经是一只戒指。
Someone has said that if the whole Bible is a ring,
那罗马书就是这戒指上面的一颗宝石。
Then Romans is a gem on the top of that ring.
罗马书里面的第八章呢，却是这个整个书里面最亮的一点。
And Romans chapter 8 is the shiniest point of this whole ring.
今天我们就要来思考一下。这个戒指上面最明亮的一点。
So today we come to the brightest point, the brightest gem on this ring.
那我们想，为什么人有这么的说法，有这么的想法呢？
So you wonder why people say this about Romans chapter 8?
我们晓得全本圣经就是只有一个主题的信息。
We know that the whole Bible only has one thing.
就是神要拯救人。
That is God wants to save men.
这个是一个好的消息，是福音。
This is a good news, it's the gospel.
而罗马书这一封信本身就好像是一篇很长的关于福音的论文。
And the whole book, the whole epistle of Romans is like a big long letter about this theme of salvation.
可是当我们想到论文的时候，我们可能只是想到是属于理论性的。
But when we think about a thesis, we think about something theoretical.
实际当我们去读罗马书的时候，我们发现不但它有属于教育方面的真理，但是它也有许多经历了拯救的人他自己的体会。
Well, if you really read through Romans, you find out that it's not just doctrine, but it's also experience of people who experienced this salvation.
你发现这封信里面满了是使徒保罗他自己蒙受了神的恩典那一种欢喜的一个经历。
You'll find that throughout this letter, it's the joyful experience of salvation that Paul has gone through.
所以难怪是这么的宝贵。
That's why it's such a precious book.
上一个礼拜，车士德 Chester 弟兄曾经跟我们讲罗马书第五章。
Last week, Bruce Chester touched on Romans chapter 5.
其实罗马书第五、第六、第七、第八章是一个单元。
Actually, Romans chapters 5 through 8 is a unit.
是讲到神这个完全的全面性的一个拯救。
It talks about the complete, the total salvation from God.
第五章讲到我们因信称义。
Chapter 5 talks about justification by faith.
我们这些人原来跟神完全没有关系。
We originally were separated from God.
纵然我们不开声的说反对神的话，
Even though we may not have openly opposed God,
事实上我们的心至少我们没有倾向神的这种心意。
In reality, we had no tendency towards God.
而是实际上呢，我们也行了许多神不喜悦的事。
In fact, we've done many things that God is not pleased about.
所以这些里在的意念跟外面的这些行动都是让我们跟这位圣洁的神不可能建立任何关系。
So all these inner thoughts and the outward actions were things that block our access to God.
但是因为神爱我们的缘故，他借着耶稣基督到了这个世上来。
But because God loves us, He sent Jesus Christ to the world.
耶稣基督不但来到这个世上，他担负了我们的罪，为我们付去赎价。
Jesus not only came to this world, but He also bore our sins on the cross.
那今天谁愿意的看见了自己的罪，又看见十字架的大爱，愿意投靠这位主的神，就看我们好像从来没有犯过罪一样。
And today, whoever willingly cast himself upon the shadow of the cross and take this salvation offer, then God will forgive his sins as if he's never sinned at all.
在神学上这个叫做因信称义。
In theology, this is called justification by faith.
神看我们好像从来没有犯过罪一样，然后他就完全接纳我们做他自己的儿女。
God looks upon us as if we have never sinned, and He accepts us as His children.
然后我们跟他之间就有一个非常亲密的关系，是父亲跟儿女这样的关系。
And then between us and Him, there will be a very intimate relationship, that of the Father and the Son.
我们跟他和好。
We are reconciled with Him.
上一次崔弟兄告诉我们说，这个关系是我们整个救恩的一个基础，我们跟神的关系。
Last week, Bruce Chester mentioned that this is the foundation of our relationship with God.
然后罗马第六章呢，讲到我们与主生命上联合。
And in Romans chapter 6 talks about our united life with Christ.
而且我们借着受洗去见证说我们实在与主联合。
And through our baptism, we're testifying that we have indeed been in union with the Lord.
所以神看我们不单是我们这些个别的这些人。
So God no longer looks upon us as individuals.
他在耶稣基督里面看我们，他看我们是与主一同的。
He sees us as having been in union with Jesus Christ.
这个也可以说是在耶稣基督里面，他在我们里面，我们在他里面。
In other words, we are in Him, in Christ, and He is in us.
就是从我们得救，我们受洗的那一刹那开始，我们就跟主一同的生活。
That is, from the time that we are baptized, we have been united with Christ forevermore.
那保罗在罗马书第六章还激励我们，因此呢，我们常常要思想到，要记得这件事，看我们这个人，旧的人是已经死的，我们今天是与主联合在一起，他复活的生命是在我们里面的。
In Romans chapter 6, Paul encourages us to look upon our former way of life as dead, and now we have a new life in Christ.
可是很奇怪，等到我们看到罗马书第七章的时候，我们听到好像使徒在心中有一些很软弱的那种的呻吟，那种的喊叫。
But it's interesting that when we come upon chapter 7 of Romans, Paul seems to have some inner groans and struggles.
我们常常也很认同他这些的挣扎。
Very often we identify with this sort of struggle.
什么挣扎呢？
What kind of struggle?
比如他说，我立志行善由得我，行出来由不得我。
For example, he says, I can will to do good, but I don't do it.
立志行善由得我，行出来由不得我。
I will to do good, but I don't have the power to do it.
这个好像也是我们每一个人常常经验的，在我们心中的一种苦痛。
It seems to be a common experience of all of us within our deepest of our hearts.
所以如果我们读罗马书读到第七章就停在那里呢，我们就怀疑说，这个救恩，这个福音到底在哪里？
So if you only stop at Romans chapter 7, we'll wonder where is the goodness or the benefits of the gospel.
可是很可惜，好像常常的我们是更认同这一段，就没有进入到第八章去。
But it's a shame that we often in our experience to stop at Romans chapter 7 and we don't enter the victory that is in Romans chapter 8.
但是第八章实在把这个得胜的秘诀告诉我们。
Chapter 8 indeed told us the secret of victory.
不但是一个理论上面得胜的秘诀。
It's not just a theoretical victory.
当你读罗马书的时候，你会体会到一种得胜的呼喊从保罗的口里发出来。
When you read Romans chapter 8, you'll realize that Paul is here exclaiming the victory.
而且呢，这种呼喊也不只是限于保罗。
It is not just the exclamation that Paul made.
这就是告诉我们，每一个在耶稣基督里面经历他拯救的，都可以得到这样的得胜。
So Paul is saying that everyone who has been saved in Jesus Christ can experience this kind of victory.
但我今天站在这里讲，我不是说我已经完全得胜。
I'm standing here not to say that I have completely obtained this victory.
我跟各位一样，也在学习要进入这个得胜的生活。
I'm just like you, I'm learning to enter this victory.
但是这个得胜的途径是已经神为我们完完全全准备的。
But this path to victory has been prepared completely by our Lord for us.
让我们用信心，我们就得到它，成为我们自己的。
Let us receive it by faith. by faith so that it is ours.
所以第八章可以说神在激励我们说你要过一个得胜的生活。
So in chapter 8, God is encouraging us to live a victorious life.
那第八章的信息里面也是说是在这个得胜的生活这个途径就在你面前你可以搭进去。
And chapter 8 also says that this victorious life is yours, just step into it.
他也给我们许多的例子说你看这些得胜的这个情况就摆在我们眼前。
It gives us many examples of how we can step right into the victorious Christian life.
所以底下的这一段时间我们要仔细的好好的来看一下这一段圣经。
So in the following time, we will spend some time to look at this chapter in detail.
虽然我们的时间很有限。
Although our time is limited,
我们求这一位神圣的主他自己来帮助我们。
We ask the victorious Lord to help us.
而他给我们的得胜是在圣灵里面给我们的。
We realize His victory is given to us in the Holy Spirit.
让我们一同祷告。
Let us pray.
使我们安静在你的面前。
Lord, we quiet our hearts before you.
我们感谢你，你是我们信心创始成终的主。
We thank you because you are the beginner and finisher of our faith.
我们相信，凡是你所做的，都是完全的、完美的、完整的。
We know that everything that you do is perfect.
关乎我们的拯救，你所做的也是完全的。
Especially that which concerns our salvation is complete and perfect.
求主借着以下这短短的时间来帮助我们。
So help us in this short time of all.
愿主真理的圣灵带领我们进入真理。
May your spirit of truth lead us into all truth.
让我们看见你要为我们成就的是何等奇妙的事。
So you can see how wonderful the thing that you will accomplish for us.
在一切重担都归在天父的面前。
Help us to put down all our burdens before you.
让我们经历这个得救，让神得到颂赞。
Help us to experience the benefits of our salvation, so that you may be praised.
我们一同等候你。
We wait upon you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
阿门。请大家打开罗马书第八章。
Let's all turn to Romans chapter 8.
这一章书有39节。
There are 39 verses in this chapter.
但是每一节都是非常的宝贵。
Every single verse is a precious verse.
所以我愿意用五分钟，也许还超过一点点，把整章我们要读一遍。
We'd like to read through this chapter once.
第一到第四节，让我们一同开声来读。
Verses 1 to 4, let us read together, out loud.
然后第五到第十一节，我希望坐在我左手边的那群弟兄姐妹，他们读第五到第十一节。
Verses 5 to 11, I will ask people sitting in the very extreme left to read.
那在中间的这些弟兄姐妹，请你们等一下读12到17节。
Verses 12 to 17, people sitting in the middle, please read.
在我右边的，等一下请读18到30节。
18 to 30, people on the right.
然后最后我们一同读31到39节。
Then lastly, 31 to 39, we'll read together again.
看完我们读的时候，我们心里能够思考，我们听的时候更能够思考这些宝贵的话。
Let us meditate on these words as we read them.
那我们一同来念一到第四节。
Read together verses 1 to 4.
如今那些在基督耶稣里的，就不定罪了，因为是生命真理的律，在基督耶稣里释放了我。使我脱离罪和死的律的律法，是因肉体软弱有所不能行的，神就差遣自己的儿子成为罪身的形状，做了赎罪祭，在肉体中定了罪案，使律法的义成就在我们这不随从肉体只随从圣灵的人身上。请问一下那些东西体贴肉体的事，随从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事，体贴肉体的就是死，体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。原来体贴肉体的就是以神为仇，因为不服神的律法也是不能服，而且属肉体的人不能得神的喜欢。如果神的灵住在你们心里， 你们就不是肉体来读圣灵了。人若没有基督的灵，就不是读基督的。基督若在你们心里，身体却因罪而死，心灵却因义而活。然而叫耶稣从死里复活者的灵若住在你们心里，那叫基督耶稣从死里复活的，也的确的住在你们心里的圣灵，使你们彼此的身体又活过来。圣经十二节，弟兄们，我们并不是欠肉体的债，顺从肉体活着。你若顺从肉体活着，不要死，就靠着圣灵自己身体跟肉体要活。因为凡被神的灵引导的，就是神的儿。你们所受的不是奴仆的心，人就害怕；所受的乃是儿子的心，因此我们呼叫阿巴父。圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女，既是儿女，便是后嗣，这是神的后嗣，同作后嗣。如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。这边，若比起将来要显于我们的荣耀，就不出介意了。受造之物，渴望等候神的正直显出来，因为受造之物不在虚空之下，不是自己愿意，乃是因那叫他如此的。但受造之物仍然指望脱离败坏的辖制，得享神儿女自由的荣耀。我们知道一切受造之物一同叹息劳苦，直到如今。不但如此，就是我们这也是你，也是自己的。我们的事是在乎盼望，一切所见的盼望不是盼望，是盼望见的吗？但我们若盼望那所不见的，就比忍耐等候。况且我们的软弱有圣灵帮助，我们本不晓得当怎么样祷告，只是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告。鉴察人心的晓得圣灵的意思，因为圣灵照着神的旨意去圣徒祈求。我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被招的人。因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。预先所定下的人又招他们来，所招来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。好，我们一起来三十一节，我们一同读。既是这样，还有什么说的呢？神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？神既不爱惜自己的儿子，为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们呢？神的人，谁能定他们的罪呢？有基督耶稣已经死了，而且从死里复活，现今在神的右边，也替我们祈求。能想使我们与基督的爱和谐呢？难道是患难吗？是困苦吗？是无痛吗？是饥饿吗？是赤身露体吗？是危险吗？是刀剑吗？如今上所记，我们为你的缘故终日被杀，人看我们如将宰的羊。然而靠着爱我们的主，在这一切事上已经得胜有余了。因为我们真是无论是死是生是天使是掌权的是有能的是现代的是将来的高处的是机器的是别的受造之物
都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝，这爱是在我们的主基督耶稣里的。
好，愿主借着他自己的话，真是能够来祝福我们。
God bless us through His own word。
我想我们这些属于神的儿女，无论我们是刚刚得救的，或者我们在主里面已经有一段的年日，我们都会深会体会罪在我们里面何等可怕。
As children of God, no matter how long we have been saved, we realize the terror of sin inside of us.
罪，就是罪的那种本性，罪的那种倾向，让我们没有办法去做我们心里所愿意做的。
That is the sinful nature and the sinful tendencies inside of us will not allow us to do that which we ought to do.
我们时常都会有这种的感觉，我们心中很想很想逃出喜悦。
We often have this feeling we want to be pleasing to the Lord.
可是事实上，在我们的生活，在我们的言行上面，我们好像经常所冒出来的，我们心里有数，都知道不是神所喜欢的。
But it seems like often in our daily lives, what we do, what we think about, are not pleasing to the Lord.
也好像保罗在罗马书第七章那里所呼叫出的，立志行善，由得我；行出来，由不得我。
We can also echo what Paul says in Romans chapter 7, that I can will to do good, but I don't do it.
那为什么作为一个已经有主在我们心中的人，我们还会有这样的呼喊呢？那如果是这样，这个救恩到底是怎么样的救恩呢？
So why is it that as someone who has the Lord living in us, we still have this kind of groaning, this kind of struggle? What good is it than to be saved?
圣经告诉我们说，罪在我们里头好像一个律。
Bible tells us that sin inside of us is like a law.
那我们晓得在这个大自然的世界有自然的律，就是说这些事定规一定发生的。
We know that in the world, in the natural world, there are natural laws, things that must happen.
最普遍的，我们晓得最普通的说地心吸引力。
For example, the law of magnetic field of the gravitational field of the earth.
所以你拿着什么东西，你的手一放，它就一定会掉下去。
If you drop something, it will fall to the ground.
罪在我们里头是一个律。
Sin.Likewise, like a law inside of us.
而这个罪的最中心的意思呢，就是人以自我为中心。
And the center of that sin is man's selfishness.
就是我们不理会神，也不理会人。
We ignore God and we ignore other men.
我们从孩子最小的时候，我们就会看见这种的现象。
When our children are young, we can see that happening in them.
不必要去教他。
You don't need to teach them.
人的这个急就是会这样自然地冒出来。
This ego will come out in their behavior.
而且好像不但冒出来，还会夹住我们。
And not only so, but it also controls us.
你要用极大的力气要把它压住。
You need to use a great constraining force to keep it from emerging.
在我们得救以后，我相信弟兄姐妹就会有这样的经验，有的时候就在我们一句话里面就有这个己的成分。
And even after we're saved, we realize that even this ego comes out in our speech very often.
事实上这一种呢，是我们得救以后我们才体会到的。
If you experience this only after you're saved.
就是因为有神在我们心中，我们才会更敏锐的发现这个己真是随时都会出现。
It's because after we're saved, we're more sensitive to this selfishness inside of us.
你做了一件很好的事，别人称赞你，我口里可以说感谢神。
You've done something good, other people praise you, and you will say thanks be to God in your mouth.
但是许多时候，同时心里有一个洋洋得意的那种感觉在那里。
But then at the same time, in your heart, you rejoice in yourself.
就是。有一点自己哈，对，很得意啊！你看我怎么样啊？这是很容易就会这样冒出来的。
You think you're pretty good. It's very easy to do that.
可是这种感受，在我们不信主的时候，可能我们都根本都感觉不到。
Well, before we were Christians, we probably won't be sensitive to this problem, even though we're doing the same.
那这个律怎么办呢？
So, what do we do with this law?
如果耶稣基督死了，只是像我过去的罪得到赦免。
If Jesus died only for my past sins,
让神不追究这一些，一笔勾销了。
So that my past sins are canceled.
那我里面这个局怎么办？
What do we do with this big ego?
如果神的救恩不也处理着这个的话，那就不真正是真正的救恩。
If God's salvation does not deal with that ego in the present, then it's not true, complete salvation.
但是许多我们就忽略了救恩的这一方面。
But often we neglect this aspect of our salvation.
就好像在大自然里面，一个律它非发现不可。如果我要抵制这个律的话，必须要有另外一个力量把它抵制。
Because if in natural law, if we want to resist the natural law, we need another force.
如果我手里拿什么东西，我一放它就会掉下来。如果我不让它掉下来，我要另外一个手把它接过来。
If I drop something and I don't want it to drop, I need another hand to lift it up.
这个就抵消了这个地心的吸引力，把它抓住。
That other hand has canceled the gravitational law.
同样的，神对我们的拯救就是用另外一个律来抵消我们犯罪的律。
So the same way God has canceled the law of sin by another force.
那这个律是什么呢？
What is that law?
这个是罗马书第八章一开始那里所讲的一次生命圣灵的律。
That is what's talked about in the beginning of Romans chapter 8, the law of the spirit of life.
是生命圣灵的律。
The law of the spirit of life.
圣经说我们听信福音，我们就得到圣灵。
The Bible says that once we have trusted in Jesus Christ, we receive the Holy Spirit.
每一个人只要你听到福音，你听到耶稣基督在十字架上的那个大爱已经为你舍命，而且你愿意接受，你愿意回转过来，立刻圣灵就进入你的心中。
As long as you have received Jesus Christ and accepted God's love that's manifested on the cross, then the Holy Spirit will enter your life.
圣灵的本身在我们的生命里面，它是一股极大的力量。
And this spirit of life is a great force within us.
它是我们生命，是新的生命。
He has given us a new life.
这个生命是神自己的生命。
This life is God's life.
这个生命跟耶稣在地上的时候所表现的他的性情他的喜好都相似一样的。
This life is in accordance with Jesus' life while he was on earth.
这个生命在我们里头也是一个律，是一个胜过罪的律。
And this is also a law. This life is a law that overcomes the law of sin.
我们从主耶稣基督的身上我们就晓得，既然他在地上过的人的生活，
From the life of Jesus, we can see that even though he was on earth living the life of a human being,
所以他跟我们一样，我们会觉得他会觉得疲倦，会觉得饥饿。
And physically, he's like us. He will be tired and he will be hungry.
圣经说，甚至于他经历试探试炼。
He was even tempted.
但是他没有犯罪。
But he did not sin.
这个是耶稣基督的生命。
This was the life of Jesus Christ.
圣灵住在我们心中，也就是让基督这样的一个生命在我们里头。
When the Holy Spirit lives within us, it's like the life of Jesus has come into us.
所以今天我们每一个人，如果我们心里真是渴慕一个得胜的生活，
So today, if we really long for that victorious Christian life,
我们要找出怎么样可以让这个奇妙的生命能够生发功效发展出来。
We need to.Find a way to let this spirit of life have its way to be manifested in our life.
如果我们注意看第二节的话，第八章第二节。
If we read verse 2 carefully,
我们就发现事实上神已经在我们里面成就了一个工作。
We realize that God has already accomplished this work in us.
让我们一同来念第二节。
Let's read verse 2 once again together.
因为是生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我 使我脱离罪和死的力。中文这个了，这个字很了不起，这么小小的一个字。
It is a completed tense.
释放了我，释放了我，不是说以后才释放你，是现在已经释放了，而且保罗说释放了我。
The law of spirit of life has set me free already.
在英文看得很清楚 ，has set me free， 已经完成的。
It's done.
神借着住在我们心中的圣灵已经释放了我。
Through the spirit of life, God has already set me free.
释放我脱离什么？
Set me free from what?
他说脱离罪和死的律。
From the law of sin and death.
在我们里面原来有这个罪和死的律。
Inside of us, there was this law of sin and death.
圣灵来到住在我的心中。
And then the Holy Spirit came to dwell within me.
因为我里面有这个神的灵。
Because I have the Spirit of God.
圣灵在我里面已经把我释放了。
The Holy Spirit has already set me free.
可是因为我们今天还活在这个肉身，这个俗物质的这个身体的当中。
But because today we're still living in this physical body.
所以我们会好像 sense， 所以会经验得到，好像这个力还在里面，有个时候在作怪。
So we will still sense that sometimes this old law will try to manifest itself.
啊，所以保罗在底下的第十二节说，你要记得，我们不欠肉体的债。
That's why later on Paul says that we don't owe any debt to our carnal nature.
这个所谓肉体就是那个会犯罪的抵挡神的那个原来捆绑我们的有这个律在当中的这个。
And the carnal nature refers to that which is prone to sin to oppose God.
所以它还在我们里面，但是它不一定要控制我们。
That law is still within us, but it doesn't need to control us anymore.
我们要让圣灵来控制我们。
We need to let the Holy Spirit control us.
让圣灵来管制我们。
Let the Holy Spirit to have charge over us.
因为神实在太爱我们了。
Because God indeed loves us.
他尊重我们到一个地步，有的时候我们感到稀奇。
God so respects our choice that we wonder why he does so.
圣灵已经住在我们里面，但是它不是一个强暴的一个势力比我们的。
You know, the Holy Spirit has already lived inside of us, but he's not a tyrant.
不是像一个暴君啊，真是这么逼着我们这样子走。
He does not force us to go a certain way.
我们还是有这个选择，我们让不让他来管制我们。
We still have this choice whether we will let the Holy Spirit control our lives.
很可惜，许多时候我们已经做了一个很好的决定了，一个很好的选择了。
It's a shame that sometimes we've already made the first good choice.
就是当我们决志归向主的时候，当我们悔改接受耶稣的时候，我们说我们愿意你到我心中来，做我的救主，成为我生命的主。
That is after we, when we receive Christ, we receive Him as our personal Savior.
可惜的呢，就是我们没有继续，没有继续承做成我们对耶稣的那个承诺。
But then we stopped short. We did not go one step further to finish that vow that we have made to Jesus Christ.
就是我们跟主说：“耶稣，你进到我的心中来，做我的救主，做我生命的主，你带领我的一生。”这个常常都是我们的祷告，对不对？
Often when we are saved, we say, Lord Jesus, come into my life to be my Savior and to be the Lord of my life, to lead my whole life. That's our prayer very commonly.
然后可能有一段的日子我们跟主非常非常的亲近。
Thereafter, maybe there's a period of time that we're very close to God.
我们也很警觉的真是要与耶稣遵从他的带领。
And we're very alert as to receiving the guidance from God.
我们对罪非常的敏感。 有亏欠主的地方，我们立刻向主承认。
We may be very sensitive to sin, and we will confess our sins very readily.
我们心里真是满有喜乐，好像都要涌流出来。
And we may be filled with joy even to overflowing.
可是不晓得怎么样，过了一段的时间，好像渐渐就冷却下来。
But somehow, after a period of time, that zeal is cooled down.
好像我们对主的感动也不是那么的敏感了。
It's as if we're no longer sensitive to the Lord's guidance.
请问是不是这是常常我们的经验？
Is that a common experience here?
我们知道这个问题不在于主啊，他的拯救真是已经完成了。
You know, the problem here is not with the Lord, because his salvation is complete.
而且主耶稣也应许圣灵要永远与你们同在。
And Jesus has also promised that the Holy Spirit will be with you forever.
当他离世的时候，他告诉他的门徒，我去，但是另外一位保惠师要来，他要永远与你们同在。
Before Jesus ascended, he said that I will go, but the Comforter will come, and he will be with you.
所以我们的问题到底在哪里呢？
So where's our problem?
事实上这个问题也是神要带领我们长进的一个途径。
Actually, the problem is also...A means by which God will lead us to grow.
如果所以如果我们今天在这样的问题当中，我们千万不要灰心。
If you're in this problem, don't be discouraged.
我们继续看下去。
Let us read on.
有一个很，这里有一个两个非常重要的两个的词语。
There are two words that are very key in this passage.
一个是随从，一个是体贴。
One is to follow, and the other is to be sensitive to.
随从跟体贴。
To follow and to be sensitive to.
第五节说，因为随从肉体的人体贴肉体的事，随从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事。体贴肉体的就是死，体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。
Verse 5, those who live according to the sinful nature have their mind set on what the sinful nature desires, but those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their mind set on what the Spirit desires.
体贴要求我们有一个很比较很敏锐的什么的知觉去思考。
When we set our mind on something, it requires a very sensitive mind.
我们做父母的有的时候心里很高兴，说因为我的儿女很体贴我的心。
Parents, we are often happy when our children are sensitive to what parents want.
那什么意思呢？就是表示他的儿女很能够为父母着想，知道他所喜好的，知道他喜欢吃什么，或者喜欢去看一些什么，或者是知道他的想法怎么样，那尽所能的讨他的喜悦。
That means that the children are really sensitive to what.Sort of things please the parents.
那我们晓得讨父母的喜悦 it costs us something, 我们需要付出一点代价的，不是自然而然的。
When we want to please our parents, it does cost us something.
有个时候要求你格外的你为他做一点事，或是格外的给他买一点什么东西，或是格外的跟他打个电话。
Sometimes you need to go out of your way to buy things or to make a phone call or do things for your parents.
当我们刚刚信主的时候，什么事情好像都是来得很自然。
When we first trust the Lord, it seemed like everything happened naturally.
我们心中的喜乐也是很自然的就这么流露出来。
The joy was overflowing from our hearts very naturally.
我们向主的心好像也是很自然的。
And our sensitive heart towards the Lord also comes very naturally.
我们很喜欢聚会、唱诗、祷告。
We'd love to come to the meeting, to the services and to praise God.
可是不晓得怎么一下下什么事情呢？这些很自然的东西，好像受到拦阻了。
But somehow, with passing time, there seems to be an obstruction to the natural tendency of these things.
事实上，那个自然的流露也不是出于我们自己。
Actually, the natural outflow of these things do not come from us.
就是那个喜乐、那个平安、那个向主的心。都是因为圣灵在我们心中。
All this peace and joy and the sensitivity towards God come from the Holy Spirit.
而且圣灵在我们心中很自由的运行。
And the Holy Spirit moves freely within our lives.
因为我们已经向主承认我们的罪。
Because we have confessed our sins to God.
我们已经有向主表明我们有一个完全悔改的心。
We have already confessed and turned around our lives towards Him.
所以圣灵没有任何的拦阻，他就可以自由地在我们心中运行。
So the Holy Spirit can move within our hearts freely without obstruction.
但是圣灵是圣洁的灵，是真理的灵。
And you know the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth and holiness.
那我们突然一下好像失去的那种自然的流露是什么呢？是因为罪。
Why do we all of a sudden lose that freedom? It's because of sin.
这不一定是说是很了不起很大的一点的罪，就是只要叫圣灵担忧，只要我们消灭一点圣灵的感动，这一些也能够使我们这个自然的流露突然一下好像被堵住。
It doesn't have to be a major sin, but if we just grieve the Holy Spirit a little bit, if we just ignore the Holy Spirit a little bit, then we will also lose the joy of salvation.
如果我们回想，所以圣经告诉我们，你要回想你从什么时候失去了你上主的爱心。
If we think back, when did we lose our initial love for the Lord?
可能是很小很小的事。
It may have been due to a very small incident.
但是因为神是圣洁的，
But because God is holy,
只要一点点的罪污都能够影响他，使他不能够自由的运行。
Even a minor blemish will obstruct the free work of the Holy Spirit.
那这个体贴圣灵就是要求我们有一个警觉的心。
So when it says to have the mind to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit, it means that we are to have an alert spirit.
随从圣灵，就是听从圣灵对我们的引导感动。
To live according to the Holy Spirit means to follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵自己借着他的话，就是生活上面我们各样的遭遇，他会感动我们，引导我们。
The Holy Spirit will guide us through our different circumstances in our lives.
那我们的责任是听从，快快的听从。
And our responsibility is to.Follow.
但是体贴呢，就要求我们自己有一个警觉、谨慎的心。
But then to have our mind set on the Holy Spirit means we have to be alert.
它包括有个时候我们要避免一些圣灵不喜欢的。
It means that often we are to avoid things that are not pleasing to God.
就是好像做儿女的，你明明知道你母亲不喜欢做这个东西，但是你老是做这个菜出来，那是怎么算什么呢？
Like we as children, if we know that our parents don't like a certain dish, and we insist on cooking that dish.
或者是做太太的，明明晓得先生不喜欢吃那个，你说我喜欢，我就拼命要煮这个，那一定就有冲突了，对不对
？Or as a wife, if you insist on cooking something that your husband doesn't like.
所以体贴包括避免圣灵不喜悦的。
So being sensitive to the Spirit means avoiding things that are not pleasing to the Spirit.
我们怎么知道圣灵不喜欢什么？
How do we know what is not pleasing to the Spirit?
都在圣经里面。
All these things are written in the Bible.
我们要好好去读、思考、记住。
We need to read and meditate and remember the words of the Bible.
避免只是消极的，其实也正指明说我们积极的去行他所喜欢的。
So avoidance is passive, but actively we also need to do things that are pleasing to the Spirit.
我们知道圣灵喜欢我们是亲近神。
The Holy Spirit loves us, is pleased with our getting close to God.
事实上神把他的灵赐给我们就是要我们可以去亲近他。
The Holy Spirit lives within us so that we can draw close to God.
可是如果我把自己弄得非常非常的忙碌，一天没有一点点安静的时间，我也可以来亲近神。你想这是体贴圣灵吗？
But if we're so busy in our lives that we don't have even a few minutes to draw close to God every day, then that is not pleasing to the Spirit.
或者有个时候我们来参加定期的聚会，可是我们的心不定。
Or sometimes when we come to services and our hearts are not here.
我的心没有真是跟主接近。
Our hearts are not really close to Lord, to the Lord.
圣灵也喜欢我们好好的读他的话，明白他的话，遵循他的话，分享他的话。
The Spirit is also pleased with us reading the Word and meditating on the Word and obeying the Word of God.
如果有这些机会我不把握，我避免，我还做免做别的，我不靠着主来做行这一些，那我就受亏损。
If we do not do that, then we're not pleasing the Holy Spirit.
圣灵就会担忧。
Then we're grieving. Especially those of us who came to know the Lord in our older age.
那又是离家别乡的，来到一个异国自己奋斗的。
And those of you who struggled in your early life in a foreign environment.
我们已经习惯了靠自己。
We're used to relying on ourselves.
要信靠神，实在需要学习。
But trusting God is a great learning process.
请问弟兄姐妹，你是不是在你信主以后，你有没有学习在你的生活大事小事上来信靠神呢？
After you trusted God, have you learned to rely on Him for even small things in your life?
信靠神不是表明说，哎呦，你一点本事都没有，你做这些事你都不能。
Trusting God doesn't mean that you lose all your ability.
但是信靠神是让神可以借着你成就更大的，是你自己所不能的事。
But it means to do even greater things that we cannot do ourselves through God.
也是借着信靠表明我们真是对他有信奉的心，对他有尊重的心，知道他是神，我只不过是一个受造的。
It also means that we allow God to be God and to show that we respect.His lordship in our lives.
所以你会发现，当我们越认识神的时候，我们就会越投靠他，因为实在知道自己不行。
When we know God better, then we will trust Him more.
所以体贴圣灵。
That is how to set our minds on the Spirit.
从此你会发现，就很容易的，我们的这个体贴的心。就往在别的事情上，而不是在神的身上。
It's very often to stray from this course.
那就很容易的，罪就在我们里面。
It's very often to allow the sinful nature to reign again.
然后圣灵就没有办法自由的在我们心中运行。
And then the Spirit will not be able to move freely in our lives.
我们就好像觉得干枯，也失去里面的那种喜乐，这个心好像越来越冷。
We'll feel dry in our hearts, we'll feel cold in our hearts.
但是我们不必停留在这里。
But we don't need to stop there.
如果圣灵让我们看见我们这些问题，
If God allowed us to see these problems,
那我们马上就向他回转。
Let us turn back to Him.
前两个礼拜我去参加一个牧者的退休会。
Two weeks ago, I went to a Minister's retreat.
我听到一个非常感动的一个见证。
I heard a very moving testimony.
有一位牧师，他讲他自己怎么得救。
This pastor who shared how he came to know the Lord.
他在很年轻的时候得了一个很重很重的肺病。
When he was very young, he caught a very serious lung illness.
那医生跟他说是没有得救。
Doctor told him that there is no way that he can be saved.
那当然，那是几十年以前，药物也不是那么进步。
It was many decades ago, the medications were not as advanced as now.
他住到医院里面，那个医院周遭的都是患了很严重的肺病的这些病人。
He was hospitalized in a hospital and surrounded by serious patients.
他住进去以后，看见一个一个的这些病人，就是从前门这么进来，过了不久就从后旁门，就做所谓的太平门，就出去了。
He saw many patients come in the front door and then exit the rear.Door to the morgue.
所以他非常的失望，他想我不要活了。
He was very disappointed. He thought that he was going to go the same way.
他就定义要存留一些安眠药。他说他没有很深的医学的尝试。他想只要他存够有一瓶的安眠药，他就可以自杀。
So he had an active plan to commit suicide by taking an overdose of sleeping medication.
只是有一个牧师一直去看他。
It was a pastor who constantly visited him.
跟他传福音，劝他信耶稣。
Share the gospel with him.
啊，经过了一段的时间，他心里蛮受感动。
After a period of time, he was moved.
啊，他有一天就跑到外面的院子里。
One day he went into his yard.
找到一个很安静的地方，在这个医院的外面一个像花园一样的，在那里自己一个人。
He went into the yard of the hospital in a quiet corner.
然后他就向神呼求祷告。
And he pleaded to God and prayed to God.
他说他打开圣经几处的圣经。
He opened up to several places of scripture.
一处是马可福音第七章，主耶稣讲到从我们里头发出来的那些才是罪。
One place was in Mark chapter 7 where Jesus mentioned the sins that come out of us.
一处呢就是罗马书第一章讲到各种各事的败坏的罪。
The other place was in Romans chapter 1 where it also talks about sin.
还有一处呢就是提摩太后书第三章说到末日的时候这个世界要变得多坏，那些罪和何等可怕。
The other place was in 1 Timothy chapter 3 where it also talks about the sins that will come in the end stage.
他就根据这三处圣经，他自己一边看一边向神认罪。
According to these three places of scripture, he prayed and confessed his own sin to God.
凡是他读到的，他就觉得突然一下，好像眼前就是一个电影，在他向他想到以前从小到大各种各式的罪。
And whatever he read in the Bible, he remembered like a movie all the sins that he had ever committed in his life.
然后他把这些都倾倒在神的面前。
He poured all of these sins before God.
啊，眼里也不住的这样流泪。
And his tears flowed freely.
然后他就向神悔改。
He repented.
求耶稣救我，住到我的心中。
He asked Jesus to come into his heart.
那天他得救了，他重生了。
That day he was reborn.
啊，后来他回到医院里面，原来医生说他只有几个月的寿命。
And then he returned to the hospital, and the doctor originally told him that he only had a few months to live.
可是很奇妙的，渐渐他这个身体的健康就有好转。
But gradually his health improved.
可是后来他也一共住了五年在那个医院。
He spent a total of 5 years at that hospital.
他的肺病完全好。
And his lung illness was completely healed.
他说他是唯一从大门进来，又是从大门出去的。
He said he was the only person who entered the front door and exited the same door.
他生命的那个转变，罪完全出去以后，神的生命就充满他。
And after sin left him, God's life filled his life.
当然，神也拣选了他，也医治了他，使用他成为一个传道人。
God healed him, and God called him to be a minister.
但是使我感动的是，他怎么清楚的把自己里面的肮脏的东西，他自己都不记得的、看不见的，恳求圣灵光照我，使我能够把它完全倒出来。
But what touched me the most was his experience of asking the Holy Spirit to reveal to him even the hidden sins that he did not recall in his life.
然后神的大能充充满满的就进到他的心里。
And after he had repented, God's power filled him greatly.
其实这不只限于重生得救的经历。
This is not just limited to his salvation experience.
许多我们已经在主里面有一段日子的。
Those of us who have had some days and years in the Lord.
就好像住到一个房子里面已经五年、十年。
It's like living in a house for 5 or 10 years.
很久没有大清除了。
You haven't cleaned up for many years.
你就突然开这个柜子，发现里面藏着一些不知道什么东西，还是根本没有什么用的，就放在那里不知道多久。
All of a sudden, you open a closet and you find things that you haven't used for years, and you don't know what they're doing there.
抓开一个抽屉，又放在底下，也是有一些衣服好久都不穿，根本就没用的，放在那里。
You open a drawer and you find clothes that you haven't worn for many years.
在我们的心中，许多时候就会累积了这些，如果我们不注意。
If we're careless, often in our hearts, we will also hide these things, junk in our hearts.
我们还记得在夏令会，周牧师提醒我们，我们需要悔改。两位牧长都提醒我们，我们需要常常的，甚至天天的悔改。
In our retreat, Reverend Phil reminded us that we need to repent, repent daily.
就是让神他的生命可以自由在我们里面的运行。
That is in order that God's Spirit can move freely within us.
不过我们要很小心，这个悔改认罪不是好像做一种心理的分析，自己一天到晚在那里转。
But be careful, because the repentance is not self-analysis.
是让圣灵来光照我们。
But it's allowing the Holy Spirit to move within us.
好像那个年轻人他打开圣经，虽然圣经事实上没有把每一样罪都列出来，可是他借着那些，神让他想起他自己对神亏欠的地方。
Just like a pastor, as a young man, he opened the Bible, even though his sins may not have been listed completely in the Bible, and yet God used his word to reveal his sins to him.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
有没有想到你多久没有在神面前好好承认你对他的亏欠？
Have you thought how long you have neglected to come before God to confess your shortcoming before him?
不久以前我自己就有这么的一个经验。
Not long ago, I had this experience.
一方面我很欢喜服侍主。
On one hand, I rejoice to serve God.
可是另外一方面好像觉得一点点事我都非常的好像人就是 很容易生气。
On the other hand, I often lose my temper at the slightest thing.
觉得看什么东西好像都不顺眼。
I felt that everything was going wrong.
而且很快的就会下的一个论断。
And I will pass judgment very easily.
我自己心里很难过。
I felt sorry.
我知道这不是神所喜悦的。
I realized this was not pleasing to God.
我感谢主，他给我有一个机会，有一天我安静在他面前。
Thank God that one day I was able to be quiet before him.
然后真好像真是一个一幕在我面前，真让我看见那些污秽肮脏的地方。
And then God allowed me to see my own filth.
让我看见的，有个时候我们看见这些事情，我们很难过，只是为自己难过。
You know, sometimes we're sorrowful because we feel sorry for ourselves.
我觉得自己很羞耻，怎么我这个人这么不中用。
I'm ashamed of myself. I feel that I'm so weak.
但是如果是出于圣灵的感动，我会看见我难过，因为我得罪了那位爱我的主。
But if the Spirit really touches us, then we will feel sorrowful because we offended God who loves us.
主为我钉在十字架上，为什么呢？
God was nailed to the cross. Why?
就是为了要拯救我脱离这些败坏的事。
In order to save me from these things.
然而我又陷在这些败坏的当中。
And yet I have returned to doing those things.
那我何能伤他的心？
I have indeed hurt him.
他爱我，为我舍命。
He has loved me and given himself for me.
但是我因为自己的不小心、不信靠、不仰望、不拘谨，就渐渐这样。现在罪里
out of our carelessness, we fall back into sin again.
可是当主把我们那些肮脏都拿去，他的生命，这个生命的律，圣灵的能力，重新又在里面运行。
But when God removes these filthy things from our lives, then His Holy Spirit will fill us again anew.
你会发现，你跟主这个亲是何等的亲。
Then you will feel close to God once more.
你好像又重新尝到你初见主那时候的那种喜乐。
And you will experience the joy that you experienced when you first trusted God.
所以神借着圣灵住在我们心中，已经把这个得胜的这个关药、这个秘药已经放在我们手里。
So、through the Holy Spirit, God has already given us this key to victory.
我们所需要的就是注意，天天时刻。随从圣灵，体贴圣灵。
What we need to do is be sensitive to the Holy Spirit and follow the ways of the Holy Spirit.
最后我要讲两句话。刚刚我们唱一首诗歌，求主充满我。
Let me conclude by saying that we sang the hymn "Fill Me Now" earlier.
但是事实上，这些字句里面，在真理上面不是正确，我觉得。
I feel that the lyrics of that song was not accurate theologically.
我们不需要求主充满我们，因为主已经在我们里面。
We don't really need to ask the Spirit to fill us because the Spirit is already in us.
但是我们需要求他帮助我们挪去那些拦阻他的东西。
But we need to pray to Him to remove those things that obstruct the free work of the Holy Spirit.
我们在求，好像他不愿意，不是他不愿意啊。
We are pleading with him as if he was not willing to fill us. That's not true.
而且圣经也实在是这么讲。我们看一下以弗所书第五章。
If we turn to Ephesians chapter 5, it explains this in more detail.
新约圣经以弗所书第五章第十八节。
Ephesians 5:18。
现在273面，新约圣经273面，大家找到吗？这里说不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要，注意这个乃要，乃要什么？求圣灵充满吗？不是，乃要被圣灵充满。
Just do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit.
就是说我们是被动的，是圣灵要充满我们。
Here's passive tense. It says be filled with the Spirit. The Spirit is the active force.
但是我们也要什么呢？不是要求他充满我，我们要把我们弄得干干净净，让他来充满我们。
What we need to do is not to plead with the Spirit to fill us, but to clean our hearts so that the Spirit can fill us.
如果你要倒一杯水，你总不会满满的拿着一个杯，然后又要去再去倒水，是不是？
You
你一定要拿这个空的杯去倒。
If you want to fill up a cup with water, you will use an empty cup. You won't use a cup filled with something else.
那我们心中若是积了许多神不喜悦的东西，
If our hearts are filled with things that are not pleasing to God,
圣灵就不能充满我们。
The Spirit cannot fill us.
圣灵也不能够自由地在我们心中来运行。
And the Spirit cannot move within our hearts freely.
但是如果他光照我们，我们一一地除去好像脏的东西、垃圾的东西，把它丢掉。
If we remove the garbage in our hearts,
我们说主啊，我让你来管制我，充满在我的心中。
And we say to the Lord, Lord, please, control my life.
所以我们最重要的是要注意有没有罪拦阻了神。
So the most important that we need to do is to be sensitive to the sins that obstruct our fellowship with God.
如果圣灵真是满有他的全能，可以自由地在我们心中运行。
And if the Holy Spirit can truly move freely within our heart with his power,
我们就会经历保罗在罗马书后面所说的那个得胜。
Then we will be able to experience the victory that Paul talks about.
甚至于在患难当中，我们还是得胜。
And even in the midst of tribulations, we will be victorious.
因为是神在我们里面完全的做主的，就是他自己。
Because it is God who is the Lord of our lives.
那我们看见耶稣的生命怎么样不会垮。
And our lives will not be crushed because it belongs to the Lord.
因为主自己的生命是不会垮的。
Because it is his life, it will not be crushed.
那当他的生命在我们里面能够完全掌权的话，当然我们也不会垮了。
If truly his life takes over our lives, then we will not fail.
我们没有办法很仔细地看这一章书，但是这个得胜的秘要就是在于顺从圣灵，体贴圣灵。
We don't have time to go into the rest of the chapters in detail, but the key, the secret to victory we talked about.
希望我们以后有机会我们再仔细地去思考。
I hope in the future we'll have time to meditate on this chapter some more.
但是盼望我们自己，我们真是回去，你一再的重复来读，你会发现，真是神给我们所预备的是何等完全的一个拯救。
I hope that as you go home, you'll read this chapter several times, over and over, and find out what the true secret is of his complete salvation.
所以你跟我都没有理由活在一个好像软弱、没有力气的光景的当中。
And then you and I have no longer have an excuse to live in a weak and powerless Christian life.
因为神所赐给我们的已经成就了。
Because God has already accomplished what He promised for.
他也用爱继续保守这样的工作在我们里面。
And through His love, He will keep us in Him.
没有别的可以拦住的。
There is nothing that should obstruct us.
所以如果我们今天心中有软弱，我们好像提不起劲来。
If we feel weak spiritually,
让我们找个机会，就在今天安静在主的面前，求他的光照把我们里头他不喜悦的都挪去。
Let us spend some time in solitude before the Lord today. Pray to Him, ask Him to remove the filth within our hearts.
让圣灵再一次在你里面能够掌权。
So the Spirit can once again have control in our lives.
若是在我们当中有还不认识主的朋友，
if there are those of you who have not trusted Jesus Christ,
也希望今天借着这个短短的信息，你会体会到基督的福音不是一种宗教。
I hope that you realize that the gospel is not just a religion.
基督的福音就是基督的生命在人的里面要活出来。
It is the life of Jesus Christ manifesting itself in our lives.
愿你去渴慕这样的生命，它会使你满足。
I hope you will seek after and long after this life.
我们一同祷告。
Let us pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
因为你付去无比的重价，为了拯救我们。
Because you have paid a great price in order to save us.
你又为我们预备了一个完整的救恩。
And you have prepared a complete salvation for us.
饶恕我们，许多时候我们因为无知，我们就不知道去支取你的恩典。
Forgive us because of our ignorance, we don't know how to receive your grace.
饶恕我们，许多时候我们在教导的时候。不清楚，也拦阻我们真是来自取你的恩典。
And forgive us for the incompleteness of our teaching.
主啊，你帮助我们再一次在主的面前，我们真是愿意倒空所有亏欠你的地方。
Lord, help us to empty ourselves of all that is not pleasing to you.
让你的大能，让你的生命在我们里面可以毫无拦阻地彰显出来。
So that your great power and your life can be manifested in ours.
你认识我们每一个人，你知道我们心中的情况。
For you know each one of us, you know what's in our hearts.
因为你爱我们。
Because you loved us.
求主借着你自己的话，亲自的提醒，帮助我们每一个人。
So Lord, remind us and help us through your word.
我们也恭敬为在我们当中还不认识你的朋友祷告。
We pray for those of us here who do not know you.
愿主自己的生命吸引他们。
May your life attract them.
让他们继续有渴慕寻求的心。
That they will continue to have the heart of seeking after you.
因为主你应许说寻找的就必寻见。
Because Lord, you have promised that seek and you will find.
我们感谢你，奉你自己的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.